Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo. It's a Thursday, so that means it's time for our Green Living feature. I can't think of a better description. It's called Black, Blue or Green. See what we did there. And this morning we hear from Kath Austin from BB Wraps, which is a local alternative to plastic. And Kath, good morning to you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. How did it all start then?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, well, actually before that, I was making BB wraps for my family to use so that we could reduce our plastic usage. It coincided with me making bread, and obviously if you make your own, it doesn't come with packaging, and BB wraps are a perfect solution for that. And then 2 years ago, I decided to start selling them, so they weren't just for us anymore, and it's kind of rocketed since then.
And they're sheets, aren't they? They're sheets which contains cotton and... And so we should explain that we have a friend in the studio with us who's yet another person enjoying the Cambridge 105 radio chairs.
Yeah, very uncomfortable, aren't they?
My 3-year-old is with us today because it is my mummy day. And they've been very kind and let me bring her in. But she's been super good at the moment. So, yeah, BB wraps, they're basically flat sheets of organic cotton, which has been infused with a beeswax formula, and then you use the heat of your hands to shape them around food. Or I'm going to use this mug, Lucy's mug, with lovely cat ears on it. Oh, very nice. And then they just grip round, just like cling film does.
Amazing.
Without the plastic. And actually, they keep food so much fresher because they allow food to breathe. They don't suffocate. You know, cheese doesn't get sweaty.
Yeah. Quick observation. Am I right in thinking I can smell the...
You can smell beeswax, which is the same smell as honey.
Beautiful. I didn't notice that before, but that looks...
Yeah,
does that affect the taste of the cheese at all?
No, or just, it doesn't.
Once it's gone, it's back to where we started. It's
exactly.
Cheese is cheese.
Yeah, some people do. I mean, everybody loves the smell. There's the occasional person who goes, I don't know if I'd like that. But after a few washes, the smell starts to diminish as well. But every time someone walks into BBHQ, they say, "Oh, it smells so good in here," because it does. It smells like honey.
Give us an idea of what BBHQ is like. So how many people have you got working there, and just what is a typical day there?
Okay, so BBHQ, there's two floors. There's a workshop on the ground floor, which is run by Tio, and she has a team, Ollie, George, and then two other people who work occasional days when we need the extra help, and that's Kate and Holly. And then upstairs we've got the office where we've got Luana, who's our fulfillment manager, and
Daddy was upstairs.
And Daddy works upstairs too, yes. And my partner David also works for us as finance director. And Rachel works on marketing. And so there's four of us upstairs and three or five, depending on how busy we are.
And this is just off of the New Market Road, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's kind of close to McDonald's, which is the only anchor point for anybody around there.
It's all about our travel news and can sometimes consist of like half a dozen different McDonald's roundabouts, all in different places, which makes
everyone
it...
Everyone knows.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure it really helps sometimes. How long do they last for? So when you say wash, it's just like a gentle wash, is it, in the washing up bowl?
You can give them a good scrub, cold soapy water. You can leave them to soak for a few minutes if the food's kind of, you know, dried on. And then you just leave them to dry. They last around a year. So we estimate that if you use a BB wrap a few times a week for a year, since we started 2 years ago, we've saved 7.5 million pieces of plastic going into the natural world.
Now, I declare an interest here, because I do use them at home.
I'm so pleased to hear it.
I'm slightly concerned, though, that what might happen is I'll get a piece of cheese, I'll unwrap the plastic, throw the plastic away, and then put them in the BB wrap. And this is half of the problem, really, because you go into a shop, and it's fairly straightforward. Most places, if you ignored everything which had plastic involved, you'd starve. And your house would smell.
Yes and no. Yes and no. There are ways that you can shop without having to interact with single-use plastic. So you can go to, like, the Cambridge Cheese Company in town, run by Jackie Sutton-Adam and her team. They are actively encouraging people to use less plastic. So you can go in there with a container or a BB wrap. You can buy your cheese in that and then bring it home, and there's no plastic used at all. You can even go into Sainsbury's to the deli counter, and they will... I know you want chocolate, darling. They will be really happy to for you to take your own container and use it. So
now that's
always
interesting. So that's beginning to happen. Mm-hmm. It's almost, you know, back to, I remember when I was small, there was this is on the East Road in Colchester, not in Cambridge, and there was a little shop called Wentz, and that was sort of the last almost of the old-fashioned stores where they would possibly go up a ladder and fetch you something and bring it.
Yes.
and wrap it. And it's good, but particularly actually from the supermarkets, although I know, of course, the independents would do this anyway, the ability to be able to take your own packaging.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely coming back around. Mm. I think it's a lot like the reusable bags.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers to take their bags now because they brought the charge in. It's not going to be long before you just remember to take things like a box or a BB wrap with you to the shops. And people are, you know, everything's driven by customer demand, and people are becoming much more aware of this now. So the supermarkets and the shops will start responding, and they already have.
Mm.
Do you think it's interesting? On the one hand, you know, they're I think it's well known Tesco is losing a whole load of its assistants again. And so on the one hand, you're losing people and having to check out your own stuff. Even the Queen's had to learn how to do it now. Whereas on the other side, there's the demand to have things individually wrapped. And that doesn't quite match, does it?
I think there's efficiencies in having your own checkout system so that it can allow for these deli counters and places where there's less plastic. It isn't just something that needs extra people to come and do something at a counter to help you. So now there are plastic-free veg aisles as well, so that you can go and buy your veg and you can take a cotton bag with you. You can weigh it yourself, and then you get to the counter and you just have that, you know, a sticker or something to say how much it weighs. Or they can weigh it at the checkout. So it doesn't necessarily need more people to achieve a plastic-free shopping life.
And I notice online you do have lessons in how to fold the wraps.
Yeah, we've got some video tutorials, and we've just filmed some new ones, actually, and I saw the first edit last night. So in the next 2 weeks, you should see on bbwraps.com some great tutorials on how to wrap.
There's origami as well to learn how to fold them, like you're doing on Lucy's cat mug over there.
Yeah, so there is actually a fab way that you can make a pouch out of them, and that is a little bit of origami. It doesn't work so well on radio.
No, I know. We might have to. Maybe we should film, but we'll just send them to your videos. I suppose the best way to do that.
Actually, I did pop something up on Instagram. Our handle's just BB Wraps the other day. So if people want to see how to do it, then you just pop up there and have a look.
Look at that. Were you good at that stuff before you bought the BB wraps?
Not really, no.
You just sort of
no, just comes
an
with
acquired
the,
skill.
Comes with a career.
I quite like that. That's good. That works very well. And people just get the things on mail order from you, can't they?
Yes, so you can go on our website, but we've got lots of stockists across the city and, in fact, across the UK. So we work with Radmore's and the larder at Burwash and the Cambridge Cheese Company, like I said, and Balzano's. Daily Bread. Yeah, so there's lots of places you can go and get them.
That's pretty amazing. Good. Have you any idea how many individual wraps you've sold over the past few years?
We know that we've probably... It's in the hundreds of thousands. And we know that... So we've saved 7.5 million uses of single-use plastic. So you can work out the maths from there, I think. I'm not very good at maths on the spot.
That's okay.
I'm not going
to
do that.
It's Cambridge. There'll be a few professors listening who are doing the calculation in their head even as we speak. Kath, thank you very much for coming in to see us.
Thank you for inviting me.
And for bringing our little friend here. Thank you for coming in.
You've been so good. Cambridge 105 Radio.